A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars, The New Jedi Order, The Unifying Force, by James Lucino, read for you by Jonathan Davis. It was raining insects on Yuuzhan Tar, the former Coruscant, once bright center, now dimmed, defiled by war, transformed by the Yuuzhan Vong into a riotous garden. To some, Yuuzhan Tar, creche of the gods, was a world returned to its bygone splendor, lost and rediscovered, more alive for having been conquered. Its orbit altered, tweaked sunward, three of its moons steered away and returned, and the fourth pulverized to form a braided ring, a bridge of supernatural light, along which the gods strolled in serene meditation. And yet insects were raining down on Supreme Overlord Shimra's rainbow-winged worldship Citadel, his holy mount rising from a Yorick coral cradle to tower over what had been the most populous and important precinct of the galactic capital. A kneeling gathering of priests, warriors, shapers, and intendants waited for the Supreme Overlord to speak.
"You are asking yourselves, where have we erred?"
Shimra said at last.
"Does the fault lie with our cleansings, our sacrifices, our conquests? Are we being tested by the gods, or have we been abandoned? Is Shimra still our conduit, or has he become our liability?"
Shimra paused to look around the hall, then asked,
"Do you think that your distrust in me, your whispered doubts, benefits our noble cause? If I can hear you, what must the gods be thinking when they look into each and every one of you? I will tell you what the gods are saying to another. They have lost faith in the one we set upon the Polyp throne, and in doubting the Supreme Overlord, our yoke to them, they doubt us. And so the gods visit plagues and defeats on their children, not to castigate me, but to demonstrate where you have failed, where you have failed them."
Below the Yorick coral throne sat his shamed familiar, Anami, part pet, part speaker of truths few dared to voice.
"You disgust me,"
Shimra told them.
"You think I'm spouting sacrilege. You recoil and grovel because you know that I speak the truth, and that truth rattles you to the core of your being. You'd do well to chop off more of yourselves in penance and devotion. Give all of yourselves, and it won't be enough."
He looked down at Anami.
"You think I speak in riddles, like this one?"
Anami's deformities owed not to birth, but to rejection by the gods. Once a shaper, he was now little more than a misshapen jester. One eye drooping below its mate. One yellow fang protruding from a twisted mouth. One portion of his skull distended, as if the shaper's Va tumor had failed to seat itself properly. Long and slender, his arms and legs twitched continuously, yanked about by the gods, as they might do to a puppet. Shimra's piercing gaze fell on War Master Nas Choka, noble in appearance despite his modest stature, with fine black hair combed straight back from his face and a wispy beard. Choka had been escalated in the wake of Savang La's death, but was not yet universally revered, despite his numerous victories in hot space.
"Learn from the mistakes of your precursors, War Master, and all will go well for you. Fail me as Domain Law did, and I will personally make an example of you that future War Masters will be forced to consider before they accept escalation."
Nas Choka inclined his head in a crisp bow and struck the points of his shoulders with the opposite fists. A Dovin basal cushion floated Shimra out of his throne to the ring of flower petals that encircled it, where he dismounted the cushion. Ankle deep in the flowers, he raised his long-toothed scepter of rank.
All can be made right by the coming sacrifice, but we must take care against interference.
The heretics, August Lord, a priest said.
Shimra waved his empty hand in dismissal.
The heretics are nothing more than a pestilence, a plague of stink bugs we can eradicate at any time. I speak of interference from the unconverted, who move silently among us. Those who survived the planetary bombardment and world-shaping. The slaves who escaped the main seed ship that delivered the world brain to Yuuzhan'tar. The resistance fighters who profane our holy ground. And the Jedi.
As if on cue, Anami scrambled to his feet and followed Shimra along the flowered ring, reciting,
The shamed are naught but nuisance flies, at least as seen through Shimra's eyes. The Jedi are the ones he mourns, edged and sharp as Senelac thorns.
When Shimra swung about, Anami bowed in mock gallantry. One of the spotlessly adorned shapers rose and hastened from the hall. Moments later, entering through both the priest and warrior portals, marched a group of 10 males. Shorter even than Nas Choka, they carried restless amphistaffs and wetted kufis. Steng's talons sprouted from their robust bodies, which were smeared black with dried blood. The 10 were unlike the special breed of warriors known as hunters, who were privileged to sport the photosensitive mimetic cloak of Nu'un. But something new and disconcerting. And the female seers were the first to voice their dismay.
What desecration is this? Armed as warriors, yet clothed as attendants to the gods. What shaper is responsible?
Anami gambled over to them and adopted a haughty posture.
To prove the force a farce indeed, Shimra's will the shaper's heed. Birthing troops of mingled caste, great Nas Choka, they will outlast.
One of the seers made a futile grab for Anami, while the others continued to shout dire warnings.
No shaper other than myself is responsible,
Shimra said, silencing them.
By my injunction do these warriors come to be. Our Jedi. Charged with guarding the life of your supreme overlord, as well as with rooting out our enemies and exterminating them. At their disposal, they will have Koros Kippers of unique design, with advanced weaponry, and the ability to travel through dark space unassisted.
Shimra paused, then added,
They shall be called Slayers, in honor of Yun Yamka. Lest he feel uncomfortable about mingling with priests.
They have the look of shamed ones.
Shimra whirled on the warrior who said it.
Shamed, you say? By my mandate were they created, Supreme Commander Cha'an. By divine edict. If the gods have disapproved, would these warriors not bear the markings of pariahs?
Supreme Commander Cha'an stood his ground.
Shamed one shaped to resemble those who have been embraced by the gods, great lord. Concealing the deformities that would signal their unworthiness. Is it too much to ask that we be shown proof of their status?
Shimra grinned diabolically.
Cursed you are by your own request, Commander. Step forward with 10 of your warriors and do your best against these.
Cha'an snapped his fist to his shoulders and summoned 10 warriors to their feet. Kufis, shields, tridents, and amphistaffs woke to the challenge. At the same time, the warrior priests spread out, but only 2 stepped forward.
2 against 11,
Cha'an said in sudden consternation.
This is vulgar. Dishonor either way.
Shimra returned to his throne and sat.
Then we will be pleased to see you humble them, if only to demonstrate that our shapers have failed in their task. carve them, Commander, as a dish fit for the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?